answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Ships remain stranded at this very hour in the Strait of Hormuz. This as the future of talks between the U.S. and Iran continue to face some uncertainty. President Trump's Treasury Secretary actually told CNBC today a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz could happen today or even tomorrow. And for another day, though, the messaging seems to sound like what we've heard before. You have President Trump once again giving Iran a last chance to make a deal or face an all-out war. Then you have Iran pushing back in some pretty strong front-facing statements. Here's how the president put it in the Oval Office yesterday.
I want to give them every last chance before decapitation. It's very tough to do what we have planned, still planned. They called me and they said, please don't attack, we'll make a deal. That's the real truth and everyone knows it.
And everyone knows it. Well, I'm not sure everyone knows it. Not sure the Iranians even know it. I want to be very honest with you. I want to believe that Trump has them really against the back, backed up against the wall. I want to believe that. I know we're putting more and more pressure on them. But we're at a point that we either have to use the old phrase, you either have to in the pot or get off of it. You got it? You got what I mean? You either got to or get off the pot. As I've said repeatedly, Trump continues to extend an olive branch, giving them more and more opportunities. And I'll remind you that every delay that happens, every single delay that happens, you know the terrorist groups and Iran and the IRGC are actively rebuilding, reestablishing, doing everything they can to be stronger. Yes, we have decimated much of what they have, but we haven't gotten all of it. It's estimated maybe 20% of our original target list is still available to hit. And that would include a lot of infrastructure. We've already been hitting some bridges and some oil connections affecting the Iranian people, cutting off power in the nation. And we can do more. But Trump does not want a lot of collateral damage among the Iranian people. He wants them to still be with us when this is over. Many of them are. They were before the mullahs took over, and of course our U.S. embassy got seized back in 1979. They were the most, aside from Israel, the most Western nation in that part of the world. They want to go back to that, where women can walk freely down the street in a short skirt, face uncovered, whatever they want. They could go to school. They could learn things. Men would not put them buried up to their waist and stone them to death because they violated Sharia law. They want to get out from under that. And we're desperate not to be involved in, quote, directly a regime change. But we know that's going to have to happen. And the Strait of Hormuz has to be fully open. No little bartering here and there. It's got to be fully open. Oman has already indicated it's not going to work with Iran on trying to stop ships and impose fares. They really can't. They have no way to do it. And we do have ships moving through, although if you listen to the Iranians, the strait is closed. And yes, every once in a while they fire on a merchant ship, even if it's just a cargo ship, not an oil shipment, trying to make its way through. And we in turn fire back at them. But Trump says, once again, we're this close to the deal. Those of you watching on Zoom right now, this close. Or is it bigger and bigger and bigger? Hey, welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, August 5, 2026. Of course, we were off last night because of the election return. I hope you followed it on Newstalk STL. I am personally disappointed in some of the things that happened, in particular, Amendment 4 and 5. that they went down in flames. And I don't mean just slightly got knocked to the curb. They went down in flames. And I think it gets back to the messaging. If you have to constantly explain what your message is, you're losing already. And those against it, they were very good, very targeted in what they were saying. It was confusing. But that's past. We have to move forward. But there are other elections across the nation, including another really pro-Hamas, anti-Jew, being pushed forward by the Democrat Socialists of America. I'll get into that a little bit more in the second hour. But dealing with where we are right now, welcome to Larry Connors USA, hour number one. Larry Connors USA here Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we're bringing you news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave each hour with more knowledge than you have when we begin that hour. That I promise you. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Hi, those of you watching, hi, good to see you. Let your family and friends know about it. How do you do that? You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And keep in mind, everything goes up as a podcast later. Audio and video available at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. There is no reason to miss us. And we're on platforms all over. Simply search Larry Connors USA. In our next hour, Judd Dunning will be joining us. He's a new Newsmax commentator, has his own radio show as well. And he's already forecasting, if we don't get things under control and the DSA, the Democrat Socialists of America, continue to gain momentum, what happens after Trump? That will be coming up in the next hour. Later this hour, John Gordon, dealing with what Secretary Rubio addressed the other day, and we pointed out a 100-page report about how Cuba is falling more under communist control. It already has been, but how it's escalating. And Trump saying, yes, right now we're on a path direct to communism the way things are happening, if we don't turn the ship around. And the story behind the story today, more of a personal story. I'll be very honest, a very personal story. I was born the son of not a preacher man. Dad was a good man, but he was not a preacher man. In fact, he was a great man and a great father. I was born the son of an oil man. And he got me into that business for a while. And my mother made a direct threat against him. That'll be the story behind the story still to come. But back to the issue with Iran right now. Trump has been criticizing the gas taxes in particular in California. And keep in mind, whatever you're paying in California, 65%, I think, 65 cents, I should say, goes to the state of California. So even if oil prices come down, those 65 cents, maybe 67 per gallon, they don't go away because the state of California needs, they need the money, we need the money. And they're not going to relax theirs. But Trump said, I think we're going to have it, speaking about the gas prices, coming down. The oil companies have to start going. And he made this remark, they're making too much money. They got to start lowering it. I wish he'd not made that line, because a lot of folks are going to seize on it. They're not gouging the American public. They're dealing with the supply issue. Trump added, and I'm quoting him, but we're going to be down into the threes, maybe the twos pretty soon per gallon. Period. And we'll see what happens with the war. Period. There's no doubt the oil prices are fluctuating because of what's going on with the strait. And he adds, when the strait is opened up, so he's conceding that it's not fully open. We have our naval blockade there. He said, but they will never have a nuclear weapon. That is a key issue. He estimates when we get this resolved, we'll get back down to $2.50 a gallon. Is that just political rhetoric? Well, it is actually a fact if all of this comes to pass. But you got to get there first. And the view of what Trump is saying now and where we're going to be going next, I want you to listen to retired Marine Colonel Mike Jernigan.
The one thing that I heard in the president's remarks yesterday was when he said, "This is your final warning." That's the first time I've heard him explicitly say that. And so we've seen that the president runs out of patience. We've seen that some of the Gulf states are running out of patience. And so I do think that this is the next step of going down the military target list. CENTCOM reports that they've struck 5,000 targets in Iran. And there's 20% remaining of that original target list. What you're going to see next is in the target list is striking the energy infrastructure, among other things. And that's going to be significant because a country twice the size of Texas will be out of electricity. And so I think that what you're seeing now with the Iranians is they're just kind of struggling to widen this conflict and lengthen it and try to get the Americans and particularly President Trump to run out of interest. But I think the president will run out of patience before he runs out of interest.
Oh, I'm sure of that. But there is a real issue that we need to focus on briefly. The U.S. has admitted, and it's been reported, we are facing a severe depletion of key high-end munitions and missile interceptors. That would include about half of our Patriot and Precision strike missiles. And that's due to the operation we've been carrying out against Iran. But when you get down to it, a lot of the situation we're in right now was created by Obama and then the Biden administration. Basically, always cutting back, and not letting the Navy have the number of ships it needs. And, of course, that means munitions as well. Former Trump security advisor, and now the Heritage Foundation, Victoria Coates.
Bear in mind, I mean, this is what President Trump inherited after 4 years of Joe Biden, you know, giving as much as it takes for as long as it takes to Ukraine, but at the same time shrinking our defense budgets overall when you account for inflation, not making the kind of historic investments we needed. We knew at that point under President Biden that we had Russia on the march. We knew we had China engaging in a historic military buildup, and we were asleep at the wheel. And so, you know, we've given away so much of our stockpiles. It's not surprising that things are getting low, you know, after 6 months of war. But this is why the president's $1.5 trillion budget request for the Department of War is so critically important. We have to get that through Congress. We have to invest that money wisely in the sorts of things we're going to need if we, God forbid, have a second front open up in the Indo-Pacific.
Yeah, and that's key. We cannot fight on two fronts right now. Oh, by the way, this is even coming down to the retail market, concerns about munitions. There is either a panic buying or a primary drive from what's happening for 9mm ammunition. What you would buy, and I own. In the meantime, pressure continues on Dr. Fauci. We now know that all the time he was lying to you and Congress, and he was stupid enough to document it in his diaries on a government computer.
Look at his diaries also that show just a megalomaniac. I mean, he was just, he described himself as a rock star on TV. He was interested in being in TV rather than saving people's lives. And so he faced a challenge because, yes, the pardon that Joe Biden corruptly gave him to cover up from his criminality, that was retrospective. That covered past crimes. But if he went to the Senate and lied again yesterday, I believe the Department of Justice would prosecute him for lying to Congress under oath. And so Dr. Fauci was not willing to tell the truth that he was a craven liar who destroyed jobs, who destroyed lives, who destroyed the future of kids. Another lie that he revealed in his diary is he was reveling in convincing Democrats in New York and California to shut down schools. He was thrilled that he convinced them to shut down schools. And then Dr. Fauci went on TV and said, oh, I wasn't for the shutdowns. I didn't urge anyone to shut down schools. That was a lie.
Yep.
And Maria, I think 10 years from now, social scientists are going to look back at the school shutdowns during the COVID pandemic and view it as the most inexplicable, disastrous public policy decision in modern times. We now have the data that the learning loss due to Democrats shutting down schools for over a year is the highest that has ever been recorded. And the racial gap, the gap between African-American and white students, the gap between Hispanic and white students grew more due to the Democrat shutdowns, due to Dr. Fauci shutdowns, than it ever has in the history of America.
That is frightening. That is frightening. While you ponder that, I want to go back to Senator Cruz as he continues about Fauci.
The reason he had to plead the fifth is his alternative was lying to Congress. And that's something, sadly, Dr. Fauci has done repeatedly. What has become public now is his private diaries. And his private diaries reveal that he was lying to Congress and lying to the American people day after day, week after week, month after month, throughout the entire COVID pandemic. For example, in his diaries, he noted in January, at the beginning of the pandemic, that it was obvious that COVID did not originate in the wet market. And yet he went on national television. He told Congress COVID came from the wet market, did not come from the Wuhan Institute for Virology. It was not a leak from a Chinese government lab. Now, there's a reason for that, which is Dr. Fauci was responsible for releasing funds that funded what I believe was the research, the gain of function research that modified and created the COVID virus. So he was covering his own rear end when he was doing that, but he was deliberately lying.
I agree fully with that. Oh, by the way, I've been running a commentary today. My commentary is there around 7:30 in the noon hour and just before 4 o'clock. And I was pointing out that Mondami is requiring an ID if you're going to buy at the New York City-owned grocery store. They want you to have an ID. Well, now they're quickly saying, oh, no, that's false. No one has to show an ID to shop here. He said, when we're talking about a city-run grocery store, you do not need an ID to shop at. He made a point to go on the Joy Reid show and re-impress that point. But in fact, they were saying you're going to have an ID so we know who you are. So we can manage supply. Well, we're going to talk more about how we're beginning to move closer to communism through socialism. My guest coming up, John Gordon, will be getting into that. And of course, as I mentioned, the story behind the story today, a little bit more personal. I was born the son of an oil man. And you think Billy Bob Thornton's an oil man? Oh, I'd agree the way he takes it. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
This is Larry Connors, and this is a fact. Nobody beats John Beal on roof repairs or a whole new roof. Nobody. Oh, sure, somebody might offer you a cheaper price, but you're not getting same quality materials and work that John Beal provides. I like John Beal's approach. You buy it cheap, you're going to end up doing it all over again. Does that sound like a smart idea? Nobody beats John Beal Roofing. Call my friend John, 1-800-JOHN-BEAL, 1-800-JOHN-BEAL. I'm proud to say that Wellington Environmental has been sponsoring Larry Connors USA for a dozen years. Wellington can help you with any hazardous issues at your home or office. But Wellington also protects our troops, our nation. Recently, Wellington has been disinfecting Army vehicles and equipment just back from overseas deployment, making sure they did not bring back disease or other contaminants. Wellington is also working on some classified jobs with Boeing and has for years. One hospital had issues with possibly contaminated water. Wellington is on the job. In addition to all these big jobs, Wellington can make sure there are no health hazards in your home. He's done it for me. So I'm more than glad to endorse Wellington Environmental. Check them out. EnvironmentalCare.com. EnvironmentalCare.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio, entry door has seen better days? Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Got me waking, bone man, waking around the fire. I want a little rain or water, but you won't let Jimmy start, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest is John Gordon. He's a former Trump-endorsed Republican candidate for Georgia Attorney General. Also has his radio show, The Truth with John Gordon. John, welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I want to go over some things that we were discussing before you joined us, and that is, and we have been for some days, as I'm sure you have. The other day, there was a 100-page report coming out of the State Department. Secretary Rubio acknowledged it, specifically targeting Cuba, saying, you know, how much more communist it's becoming, and that this was the lead that we're moving closer to communism, directly to communism was his wording. Now, Trump has been warning that same thing, that all this socialist activity will be taking us directly to communism. What is your view?
I believe that we are on a very slippery slope, and a republic requires the engagement of its citizenry. And I have so many friends who are accomplished, successful, and don't have a clue about civics and what is happening in our country. And it is very scary. You and I and others like us have to awaken the American people and say, unless you want your grandchild to wake up one morning and see the CCP flag flying over the nation's capital, you better get into the real world.
You know what? There's a simple analogy I think people can draw a clear reference if they just are awake enough to do this. The other day, the shooting that took place in the In-N-Out Burger place, and a civilian distracted the shooter by firing on him, and then an off-duty highway patrolman showed up. And I saw that immediately after that, in that area in particular and beyond that area, more citizens either went to buy their first gun or they went to buy more guns because they realized, I need to be ready. If we could just get that mindset into what's happening on the political scale, maybe that would wake them up.
Well, those are pretty drastic measures. I did see the citizen, I don't know what you call him.
He's just a law-abiding citizen. Yeah, a law-abiding citizen had his had a weapon with him, which he's allowed to carry, and he fired shots at the guy. And he said the guy was going to kill everyone. Suddenly, seemed surprised someone shooting back.
Absolutely, and he no questionably saved lives. I think it we do flirt with. What's the right word? I think it's dangerous if we all think we are deputized and start taking the law into our own hands.
No, I agree with that. I'm not trying to suggest that. I'm not trying to, but I'm just saying awakening.
I see both.
Yeah, awakening. The threat is there, but on the political scale level, it just kind of it's creeping and it's creeping and it's creeping. As you know, Abdul Al-Sayed wins the Senate nomination in Michigan. That is a guy that is a Jew hater, pro Hamas, and obviously part of the Democrat Socialists of America.
It's scary. It's alarming. Right now, it is localized, but it will spread like kudzu in Georgia if we're not careful.
Mm.
And it's so alluring. Free groceries, free rent, free school, yeah. Free college, free health care, free everything. And that is exactly what they've got in Cuba. And how's that worked out?
They have power maybe 4 hours a day, maybe. And by the way, folks, when he mentions kudzu in Georgia, this is a vine that just absolutely covers trees and destroys them, and it's spreading. But it's exactly like what we're seeing, the socialism, the communism.
The state flower is actually the magnolia, but the kudzu would be the predominant one. it's like ivy, but a weed. But yeah, I mean, it's so alluring. And the fact is that these people talk about democracy and fascism and all, and they are the biggest fascists. They want complete control over you, just like Anthony Fauci did in COVID. And we saw him exposed naked before the Senate last week in the Homeland Security and Oversight Committee that Rand Paul conducted. And he is the consummate bureaucrat who wants power, who wants to control his subjects. And that's what communism is. They will take your liberties. They will take your freedom of speech. They will take your religion. They will take your right to bear arms. And they will tell you that they're doing all of this because you're going to get free food, free education, and free medical care. And the next thing you know, you are free to be subjects of their control. Yeah, that's the only freedom you'll have.
That is exactly right. Now, you know, I mentioned Abu Al-Sayed winning the Democrat Senate nomination in Michigan. He was going against an established Democrat, Haley Stevens. She had something like $32 million supporting her from the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. And while he won, he did not win as big as they were hoping. It was a slimmer margin. Does that suggest that maybe folks are beginning to wake up, but a little late, even in that race?
Well, yes, it does. And I think that the Republican will ultimately win. And so having a narrow margin plays favorably into that theory. But it's only going to work if everyday rank and file people get off the couch and go vote like we did in 2024. I mean, what happened in 2024 was the most encouraging development of my lifetime. But we're right back at a crossroads. And Ronald Reagan said, freedom is not free. And we have to be vigilant and involved every day of our lives. And you don't have to devote your entire life. If you'll just devote the same amount of time to civics as you do to your bridge game or your golf game or your tennis game, we'll be fine. But it takes the whole country coming together and saying, no, we're not going to be socialists. We're not going to be communists. We're going to be a republic that our founders handed us on a silver platter. And Ben Franklin said, you'll have it as long as you can keep it.
Yep.
But these people are threatening it.
You're listening to John Gordon, and of course, John, you and I are both are preaching on our programs to the choir, but we're hoping the choir members will go out and repeat it and echo it and have them pay more attention to programs like yours and Larry Connors USA. And inside the Democrat Party, they have now let these Democrat socialists not only in the tent, they're center ring, and they're the ones popping the whip.
Well, you know, I thought a lot about that. I was like, why are we giving AOC so much oxygen? I mean, why are we recognizing the squad? There were five of them. I think the news media and to some extent you and I were probably responsible for fanning those fires. We should have just ignored them. But the reality is that they're really a reflection of the people who put them there. And you take places like New York, and now we're seeing it in Michigan, and Susan Collins can tell you it's been the case in Maine. There are a lot of leftist lunatics, and I don't know what drives them, but I think it's largely a lack of knowledge and true insight. The other thing, you know, P.T. Barnum said a long time ago, there's a sucker born every minute. And
absolutely.
I think we're seeing a lot of that playing out.
Well, one of the original squad members, Corey Bush, lost her primary here in Missouri to Congressman Bell, who will hold. He's a Democrat, but he's not as far left as some of the others. But AOC and Bernie Sanders are even going to be kicked out of this tent.
Well, it can't happen fast enough.
But what's going to be left in there? Bernie, Democrat socialist. I mean, real Democrat socialist.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the scary part. But the source of optimism to me is that their views are so extreme and so nonsensical and so contrary to common sense belief that I think that the Democratic Party is in real jeopardy of imploding.
Yeah.
The infighting is at Olympic proportions. They want to get rid of the head of the DNC because he threw his telephone at an intern.
Yeah.
So that gives you the and you've got the guy from Louisiana, the political
James Carville.
Operative,
James Carville. Yep.
James Carville saying that, you know, the party's even getting too far left for him. And then you've got Bill Maher saying the same sorts of things.
Yep.
I mean, this party really could implode and get to a point where it would take decades to recover.
And that
that's my hope, frankly.
Yeah, I would agree. I just hope it doesn't take down the country in the process. John, I want to thank you very much for your time. We'll have to do it again.
My pleasure, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. John Gordon. You can listen to him on his own show, The Truth with John Gordon. He mentioned Bill Maher. We are going to talk about Bill Maher's comments a little bit in our second hour, reference Dr. Fauci. And we got a lot more dealing with Fauci and also other issues we have in this nation that just aren't getting the attention they should be in dealing with weaponization of any kind of virus. That will be coming up in our second hour. So we have a lot yet to come. And of course, as usual at this time in our 6 o'clock hour, the story behind the story. I was born the son of an oil man.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio, entry door has seen better days. Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
That explains the $44 million worth of invoices that we got. You don't know how this business works. You think you do, but you don't. And you damn sure don't know who you got in business with. But since you're so terrible at it, it might save you. MTEX is going to buy your leases, and we'll cancel the note and cover your costs. The drilling expenses and your surface lease, maintenance, the whole thing.
So I get nothing.
You have nothing. No, I take that back. You found a blind spot. You got good instincts. And shock of all shocks, apparently you're a hell of a salesman, so I'm going to hire you back, and I'm going to start to teach you all this
stuff. I ain't working
stuff.
No crew.
No, you're running one, and you're going to do exactly what I tell you to do.
Oh, boy, have I heard that from my dad when I was growing up. You're going to do exactly what I told you to do. And you know what my answer was? Yes, sir. Every time, yes, sir. And I better not act with my eyes rolling back or act like, yeah, whatever, you know. That was not the way I was raised. I'm afraid right now a lot of kids today do not have that kind of discipline in their lives. And Dad was a hard disciplinarian. And if you were going to get, quote, a spanking, it was going to be with a belt. Now, I don't mean he bruised and beat us up, certainly not using the buckle, but the leather strap, and it would be across our behinds. And if you had time, you'd go get another pair of jeans on. If you already had one pair, and if you had shorts on, you would definitely put on a pair of jeans. Dad grew up the same way with his father. Dad was one of 11 children. I remember grandmother saying one time, I can't remember a day that one of the kids wasn't sick. I believe that's probably true. If you have a family of two or four or more, you can certainly understand that. But we grew up, and I have said it before, and I take great pride in it, in saying oil-filled trash. We didn't consider we were poor necessarily, and we didn't consider ourselves to be trash, but that was a term that was thrown around in West Texas about, oh, they're oil-filled trash. Well, that oil-filled trash was the one that was out there drilling those oil wells all across Texas and the rest of the nation, making sure oil energy was available for the U.S. and then even to be exported as needed. I'm talking about into the 60s when I got a job in the oil field. Dad had me go to work. At this point, he had moved from being a roustabout himself to an oil platform worker. We're talking about land oil wells now, to becoming an oil foreman with Conoco Oil. And he would take me out many nights. I would want to go out with him on a summer night or a weekend, maybe out on a Saturday, and be up on the deck in the doghouse with the guys drinking black coffee. And that was the only way you were going to get it. You would grow up to like it. And be up on top of that drilling rig platform. No way OSHA would allow that to happen now. Now, if you watch the movie Landman, they have basically what they call jack-up rigs. Now it's basically a rig device with a boring capability on a truck. They just back it up, set up the rig, go back into an old well and open it up, hopefully get more gas out of it, gas and oil. But at that time, you had to build massive structures over wherever you were going to sink a well. After you'd done exploration and pulled core samples and decided, yeah, there should be oil here. And they'd sign leases, I should say, with the farmers so they could do that. Oh, and by the way, if ever an oil rig truck happened to hit one of their cows and kill it, well, that suddenly, I don't care if that cow had only 2.5 legs and was blind. He was suddenly the most prized cow in the herd, worth a lot of money. And the oil companies paid off on it. Now, you go across parts of West Texas and other parts of drilling oil areas across the nation, you see a lot of pumping wells out there. Those are like those seesaw things that go up and down. That's a pumping well. And a lot of them are active. They're still producing. Maybe not as much as they had. Sometimes they go back, like they do in Landman, and they reopen one of those to go even deeper or change it a little bit so they can get more oil. Now, from even the 60s or even the 1900 to this date, you don't have time for oil to be processed like we did over eons of the world's evolvement. So Dad got me on as a roustabout. And it could be dangerous work. I had to wear a tin hat. And one of my bigger dangers was one time I went to take a lunch break with my lunch bucket packed with bologna sandwiches. Walked into a dark shed, couldn't see anything because it was so dark, so bright outside. I sat down in one corner of it, and no sooner did I open my lunch pail than I heard there was a rattler in that building with me. It was too dark to see where he was. I finally realized he was in the other corner of the shed. Thank goodness I didn't go sit down on top of him. So I slowly made my way out. And I've shared the story before that one of the jobs is a roustabout. The large oil tanks you see in a field, when they drain the oil out, there's a sludge left behind, 2 to 3 inches deep. That has to be cleaned out. And again, this is before OSHA. Well, roustabouts, in this case, me and one other guy, were ordered to clean in the sludge out of one of these oil tanks. Got an opening in the side. You go inside with a device that looks kind of like a whiffer broom or something of that nature, and you're trying to pull that sludge out and get it out of the tank. And it's noxious fumes, and in the heat of the summer, even worse. We had no gas mask. I had a rope tied around my waist, and I would tug it to the guy outside, and he's supposed to tug back. Or if he tugged, I was supposed to respond, so he'd know I was still alive. I do recall one time I was in there, and I tugged a couple of times. I got no response from the guy. And I'm getting really nauseous. And I make it to the opening and crawl out, and well, he's gone asleep. So if I had not moved then, I don't know if I would have made it out. I never told my dad about that because I was afraid the other guy would get fired, which he should have been. But I just took more care in the future. But there was one other job he was considering putting me on once he moved from Texas to Louisiana. I wasn't working in the oil field at that time, but I was still kind of wanted to. Hard, disciplined work. I didn't have a problem with that. But my mother threatened my dad, threatened him directly about one job. She said, do not do this with my boy. Oh, yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
I can't wait for the day when you and everyone like you leaves this place.
You might want to think that through. Because if I'm gone, that means the oil's gone. If the oil's gone, that means the money's gone. And that means you're gone.
You're taking a peek behind the curtain of a world we really don't see. I mean, the movie Giant, one of my favorites. I mean, that took place in the oil business in West Texas.
Almost like 70 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
It's here. And there ain't a dang thing you gonna do about it.
I always tell people that this is kind of like Giant with cursing.
And there is a lot of cursing in Landman, Billy Bob Thornton in an interview. Yeah. You learn new words if you were not aware of them before you went to work in the oil field. Now, with time in the Marines, I already had some knowledge of those. Well, I wasn't in the Marines then. I had to take that back. But I got more of that in the Marines directed at me. But those were just curse words. But you could actually be hurt by more than words. I recall one time my dad being the oil foreman for that site, with some other guys inside a trailer to the south of the rig. They were in there playing dominoes, a game called 42. If you're from Texas, you probably know that game. And all of a sudden, the rig to the north of them, a cable snapped, and the rig started falling. Dad had just hired his brother to work on that same rig platform. Men are scrambling to get off the platform. They're jumping something like 20 to 30 feet as it begins to tilt over. Thank goodness it went to the north as opposed to the south, because it would have killed my dad and everyone inside that trailer. There was a guy in the derrick that had to ride it down, no way to get out. He survived but was crippled up severely. Of course, Mom heard about that, and she got all worried again about me out there working. But then she made it very clear to Dad, because he was going to be moving to Lafayette and being going to oversee offshore rigs. And she said, if you put my boy on an offshore rig, we're done. We're done. Needless to say, I did not get to work on an offshore rig. I really wanted to. I heard it was great work. You work maybe, at that time, I think, maybe 14 days on, 7 days off. 14 days on, 7 days off. But you're out in the middle of the water, and if anything goes wrong, there may or may not be a way to get off in a hurry. That was just in the Gulf of Mexico, or now we call it, of course, the Gulf of America. I do remember as a pilot, I once flew my dad along the coastline of Texas, Louisiana, on our way to Florida so we could see all those oil rigs from the air. He loved it, and so did I. One of the largest oil and gas platforms is in the Pacific off the Russian coastline. This rig, designated to stand waves as high as 40 feet. And then we have those in the Gulf of America that are deep water tower rigs as well, measuring something like 1,800 feet, the largest, or rather the tallest oil platform in the world. The oil rigs in the ocean are kind of like the skyscrapers of the ocean. And you've got more of them in the North Atlantic, obviously, and certainly the North Sea. Those are dangerous jobs. Getting out to them, often flying in by helicopter, and then leaving by helicopter. And sometimes there might be ships nearby in case something happens. And the worst thing to happen at any oil rig site is an explosion and fire. If you watch the Landman series, you certainly recognize that. Which, by the way, there is one thing that happened in the Landman series that bears repeating for some folks who are not aware of it. Midland and Odessa, Texas, have an airport in between them. And in the movie, the Landman series, I should say, a young lawyer, female, drives in and she lands at the airport. Now, again, it's only about 20 miles between Midland and Odessa. They have this big Mercedes waiting for her to drive. She goes back in and says, I want something less ostentatious. And the clerk says, ostentatious? She said, something that won't be that showy. She said, well, you're going to Midland, right? She said, yeah. Well, then you won't be a show-off in Midland. You go to Odessa, everybody will look at you because you're a show-off. That's a little twist that Taylor Sheridan put in. Because for decades, Odessa was considered the hub of activity. And Midland was the poor cousin. Things obviously have changed. Growing up as the life of an oil man, I treasure those days. I really do. We still have another hour to come. And you know our pledge, right from our Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors, and this is a fact. Nobody beats John Beal on roof repairs or a whole new roof. Nobody. Oh, sure, somebody might offer you a cheaper price, but you're not getting same quality materials and work that John Beal provides. I like John Beal's approach. You buy it cheap, you're going to end up doing it all over again. Does that sound like a smart idea? Nobody beats John Beal Roofing. Call my friend John, 1-800-JOHN-BEAL, 1-800-JOHN-BEAL. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.